knowledge. This is the same question that was asked when Super System first came out. Time has shown that players were able to absorb the complex concepts. I expect that will be the case here also. No beginner will become an expert as a result of reading any poker book, but after reading Ace on the River, many players will probably move to a higher level. This book looks like candy to a poker player. As you skim through the examples, you feel, for the first time, that someone has shown poker hands the way they really are. Also, there are over 100 photographs of places where I've played and people I've played with. It's my world on paper in beautiful color. I enjoy just flipping through the book and looking at the pictures. I understand very well what Barry went through in writing Ace on the River. As I did, he took time off during the prime of his career to write a book to educate players, some of whom are or will be his opponents. I often ask myself why I was doing it, and I'm sure Barry has asked himself the same question. Poker books are normally written by players who hope to make more money selling books than they can playing poker. Barry and I each gave up a substantial amount of money we probably would have made playing poker while we were working on our books instead. We can never recoup that money from book sales. And for what reason? So we could help our opponents become better players? We must be sick. I've had the dubious honor of getting knocked out of a tournament